Welcome to the Sydney Property Muppets podcast. My name is Kurt Lawther. I'm the real estate agent, and with me forever
is Chris Clark, the buyer's agent.
Oh, welcome, Chris, once again. Handsome, amazing, on time. It's just everything we're after here from a co-host.
Right, bright, intellect, bad shirt choice.
Yep.
Everything we want from a co-host.
Thank you.
As we said, for some strange reason. Righto. Today's episode, this is actually one I've actually never really put that much thought into.
Sort of just coming off the top of our heads.
Well, yeah. So the topic is, how many properties should you physically inspect before you can be confident to put in an offer? Obviously, that means the properties have to be good and have to be relevant. Yeah.
I'm going to say, to give the definition of an offer, it's one where you're committed to, you're not just putting an offer out there, you're happy with the strata, you're happy with the contract.
Right.
Like, it's that commitment level. It's super easy, you know.
So, yeah, it's basically saying, at this number, I'm buying the property.
Yeah.
Not at this number, I now need to do X, Y, Z.
Yes. Now, that caveat more probably came from outside of Sydney that I can imagine where there's probably...
We're only talking Sydney. Now.
Yeah, don't worry. Ignore me.
Ignore everywhere else.
Chris bullies me all the time.
Okay, pardon my French.
Okay.
Who's going first? You or me in terms of...
I think you go first.
I should crack into this because you've got something
hidden. I've got something hidden. I got a gem.
Mine's simple. It's six, right? In terms of how many properties should you physically inspect before you can be confident put an offer in. Now, why is it six? Look, if you see one, obviously just seeing one's not going to be enough. And if you wait till the 100th property, you're going to be in a different market in terms of the time it's going to go by. But I think if you can contract six, you can probably do six inspections on one day or maybe over a week, 2 weekends, because most people are working and they can't juggle everything they need to do. And again, this comes in to be relevant. You might do six and none of them are relevant, or you do six and all of them are crap. But I'm talking about you've gone through them. They're all comparable. So let's just, for today's case, I'll say they're all four bedroom. They're all circa 4 million. They're all in Balmain or Birchgrove. They're all standalone hot properties with a car park. So they're all matching that criteria and you're going through with some confidence of what they're looking for. There's some boutiqueness. So do you want a garden? Do you want a pool? Do you want two car parks versus one? But I think at the back of inspecting six properties that have got that similar configuration, you should be confident enough. Do your due diligence, do what you need to do, but to put an offer in.
Okay.
Well, I'll be shocked if it's different, but I think it is going to be different.
It is going to be different.
Okay. On to you. I want to hear your answer. And I'm going to provide a rebuttal.
One? If you like the property, put an offer.
You see one property.
Yeah.
So you go, okay, let's use my sample. You want a 4-bedroom, $4 million property with a car park.
Obviously, you need to like the property.
I'm not saying you don't like the property. Wows you.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah.
Definitely
so just to clear I'm not saying put an offer in on a rubbish.
I'm not property. Saying you walk through and go.
But you're visiting six properties that you know you like.
You see the first one.
I'm saying if you like the property, and it fits.
How would you know? Like, you know, because you're in real estate. And I'm in real estate. Joe Bloggs might not be in real estate. How would they know that the next property around the corner isn't as good? Now, you can go, well, they don't need to know because they make an offer. They'll have that fear around, geez, if I make an offer and I'm off the market and that property that was also available I didn't see. Well, I guess you're not saying they don't see. I guess you're saying if they see one, instead of waiting for another one to come up.
Yeah. I think because...
Has to be that smart.
In a perfect world, you're probably not going to be able to go to six amazing properties that you like.
No, the configuration I've given there, I reckon you'd be lucky to see one property in a week come up. That's good.
Yeah.
And
going off on a bit of a side note, it's just coming from experience that I see a lot of buyers come in and they talk about all the amazing things about the property and then they wait and you still see them 3 months later because they're trying to find that perfect property.
And I'm sure you've heard before them go, oh,
I should have offered that.
I
should have did 10 more grand at auction. The other analogy...
I should have put an offer in.
Yeah. The other analogy would be you're seeing a female and you like her. Are you going to be like, pass her up because you're going to think the third female after is going to be even more amazing?
Okay, never mind. Can we stop calling them female? Call them women?
Aren't they female?
Yeah, but it's just... I'm a male. I'm finding a female. Partner, let's just say partner. You see a partner, you like a partner, you don't need to see another 20 partners to find you like that first one.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah, no, I knew...
Well, I think the question we started and then we've realised the...
So let's go, what's the question again? The question was, how many properties need to inspect
before you put an offer in that you like?
Correct. Yeah. Yep. Yes.
Yep.
Oh, no, you always like to give a preference. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Cool. Yep. One versus six. What it isn't, right, is seven. And it's not 17, it's not 70.
No.
That's probably the message I would like to hammer home. I'm not saying they have to do one, and I'm not saying they have to do six, but you need to be aware that between that is probably about the right number.
Yeah, look, I'm probably getting divorced if I was married and I bought off one. So it's not everyone's cup of tea, but I generally think if you like a property.
I heard the lady I met recently who, she was at an auction house, and the property they wanted was sold to somebody else, and a property came up, and she goes, that looks good, and she won that property. She'd never physically seen it, no due diligence, she moved in, she loved the property.
Yep.
Great ending. And her husband had to move in too. Okay, three quick cues. Is it you or me? I think it's me.
It is you, Chris. All right, Chrissy boy, go. Chris Clark. Quickly explain the rules for the viewers.
Very good. Three quick questions. So I get to ask you three questions.
Yep. Can I defend like you?
No, you can't defend like anybody.
Double standard.
Doesn't matter, you can't even defend anyway. I wish I made these harder now. These aren't property related. We're making them a bit different in 2025. Not property related, a bit more fun, and just to sort of learn about each other a bit. So we'll see what we listen to each other. So Kurt, where was I from the 8th of January to the 20th of January this year?
You're in Japan snowing boarding with your children.
Correct.
But you got set up perfectly with this guy that has great connections and it was amazing and you didn't have to worry about it. You're happy you paid the extra money. I listen.
Okay. Who is someone famous you idolize? Can't say me.
God, it's all...
No.
Lewis Capaldi?
Lewis Capaldi.
Capaldi?
Okay.
Can't defend it, but...
Okay, done. Love it. You have to eat this one meal, either of these meals, the rest of your life. Parma with cheese, no tomato sauce, no tomato on top. And, the tomato sort of paste thing.
So you got the cheese, the ham, and the... So like a normal chicken parmi.
But with no tomato, the normal tomato paste that goes on.
Oh.
Or you don't have cheese, but you've got the chicken paste. The tomato paste.
So I've got the chicken, the paste, ham.
Ham, yeah. Or the chicken, the ham, and cheese.
No, you need the sauce.
And the sauce? Okay, no cheese.
No cheese.
Very good.
You need the sauce.
All right, that's it for today's episode.
It is.
Thank you all for dropping by.
Thank you. Chris, you can do Ask the Homework. What is the homework this week?
Homework is simple. We just want you to share this episode. If you're listening on Spotify, watching on YouTube, maybe it's Insta, wherever it may be, we want you to forward this to one person who's interested in property in Sydney.
Yep.
Keep it simple, stupid.